Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. 5 episodes. That is all it took. I binged 5 episodes, and I ended up applying to work with my coach the next day. That is the power of podcasting and having multiple episodes to listen to. Today, we're going to talk about something that I have seen happen again and again, especially with me, and it never stops being just, I don't know, like it just amazes me. What happens when someone binges your podcast? Now, I'm going to break down what actually takes a listener who is going from, I'm kind of curious about this person, to they're committed and they want to learn more from you, and how this kind of trust can lead to the kind of clients who love to work with you, or you would love to work with, actually. So let me tell you in the teaser from the beginning about the time I hired a coach from her podcast. And well, actually, it led me, after I figured this out and I hired her, and I was like, I'll get into the story, but I literally hired her the day after, or applied to work with her the day after I found her. But it made me realize that all of the coaches I've ever worked with since I've been in business, I really learned from them and hired them because of their podcast. And that just kind of goes to say something. But this time, I realized just how powerful podcasts are, and it actually changed some things in my business. But let me just set the scene for you. Just kidding. Okay, but basically, so there was one morning, I was literally unloading the dishwasher, getting ready to leave to go out of town to help my mom. And I just happened to be listening to some podcasts. And I heard this coach as a guest on another show. I don't even remember quite. It led to her freebie, which was like a calculator on how to justify how much time you were working with clients. Anyway, that's beside the point. But so I heard her and I just loved what she was talking about. So I stopped doing the dishes and I immediately downloaded the freebie that she had that was linked on the episode. And after that, I went and clicked because it had her website link. So I clicked her website thinking I want to learn a little bit more about her. And I saw she had a podcast and I was like, okay, this is it. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that from that morning, driving 3.5 hours to my mom's, I listened to multiple 5, 6 episodes back to back to back. And I knew that by the time I had made it to my mom's, that I was going to apply to work with this coach. I did go first because we all have hesitations, right? We don't just go, oh, this is it. You want to do a little bit more digging. So once I wasn't driving, I then went to her Instagram and I saw some of the things that she was posting. But later that day, I sent her a message through the DMs just to tell her how weird it was that I had just found her that morning and that I'm pretty sure that everything she was talking about, she was speaking to me. And how I think she was who I needed to help me move forward in my business. And I even told her, I was like, this is the power of podcasting. I was like, I don't even know if I had told her what I did at the time, but I sent her another one. I was like, this is why I love podcasting and why I want to help people start podcasts, because of what I just did on my own. And no joke, the next morning, I was sitting in the doctor's office waiting while my mom was having eye surgery, and cataract surgery, nothing major. And I sent my application in. And by the next week, we had our call and I hired her. And let me just tell you that if she had not had a podcast, I would more than likely, well, a couple of things. I would either have never heard about her again, maybe not even come across her content again. I will say because I downloaded her freebie, I was on her email list. So that is one of the things that I will be talking about in this podcast is if you have a podcast, I want you to have an email list, and I'll go into way that's changed in my business too. But so I would have kept hearing from her. I would have gained interest in her over time, but I will tell you it was 100% because of her podcast that sold me. And it did so because I was able to learn from her and hear her talk about how she works with her clients. It was so much easier to just be able to absorb what she teaches that made me go, okay, this is who I need. So, and like I said, I did go through her Instagram feed and she has amazing content, but I had already known it was great because I listened to her podcast. I honestly, and no offense to her, but I don't think that what she was posting in the reels would have sold me right away, not as easily anyway. It would have taken me probably months and months of seeing her content consistently, which means she would have to post all the time for me to see it, for me to build the trust that I had in her before I had even talked to her. So I knew within hours that she is who I needed. And I felt like she already knew me because of what she was saying in her episodes. And she had no clue who I was, but she knew my situation because she's worked with clients who were in my situation. And she spoke to what I needed. So hearing her process, because she talked about it in so many different episodes, I trusted her strategy because it was what I was looking for. And I didn't need to be sold anymore. She had already sold me. I was in. And that's kind of what's oddly funny is that's the process that she teaches, is by the time you've heard her. And this is why I think the podcast is so powerful, because it's like, this is what happens when we have that, what do I want to say, binge behavior, what creating something that people can binge creates. It's not just the casual one or so content pieces that you post up. It's something put up is what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. But it's something that like builds trust in like through their experience that they're giving you. And I know this might sound so weird, but I'm going to get more into it. So that was the experience I had. And honestly, it just got me thinking, like, everything that I had done in my podcast management business for the 3 years prior to that, it was just like everything needed to change. Cause I was like, I'd sort of been teaching people like how to, you know, do a podcast, but I wanted to restructure how I was teaching it. And I will be doing an episode coming up. I believe it comes out next week on how I'm doing things differently between this podcast and my old one that I took down. I don't know if I've told that story. I think I did. Oh, well. I'll get into it then. But for now, what I want to say is that I have realized that we need to keep people listening to our episodes, but not just you put like 10 episodes up and you want them to listen to it. They need to have like a structure and a function. And honestly, it needs to be like a funnel to make them want to binge more of your content. And that is what I want to teach you and my clients. And the way to get this bingeable content is to have every single episode you publish doing more than just educating, because you can just put out educational content, but why do they want to work with you? They're just going to keep learning from you from your podcast. So your episodes, and if you work with me, this is what I'm going to walk through with you. This is my new structure and my new part of my business, where every episode is basically pre-qualifying them as a client. It's pre-selling them as to what you are going to offer them. And then it's connecting them to you to be your next client. But you want your listeners to be asking themselves, do I trust her? Do I align with what she's teaching? Is this something she can help me with? So when your content answers those questions before they ever get on a call with you, you have just basically like collapsed this sales process time. I would have hired my coach without a call. Let me just say that. But it was her process, and I actually wanted to just get on a call to ask her questions. It was nice to talk to her in person as you can get through Zoom. But that was the purpose of it. So basically, but what I want my clients to do is to have basically a funnel within their podcast that leads them to the next episode, that leads them each episode has a purpose. And like I said, in the episode I will get into next week, which I believe will be episode 5. So if you're listening to this and there's already multiple episodes out, I believe it will be episode 5, but it's going to be about how I'm doing things differently. And this is what I want for you, because I want a podcast to basically be your sales machine. I want it to sell for you, because the difference with, let's just say, Instagram and a podcast is Instagram, they learn a lot, but they're still going to have to get on a call with you to find out more. I mean, I'm sorry, but they just will. And it will happen too with a podcast. But the way I want to teach is that by the time they get on that call with you, they're already sold, because they've heard so much from you in your podcast. I really hope this makes sense, because in my head, it's working. Okay, so let's talk about how you already have this message, right? You might be posting things, you might have an email list, and I am not asking you to reinvent your entire message or your how you talk about your services or what you say. You already say it every time you talk to a client. You say it every time you get in your stories. You say it every time if you go on Instagram. But what you need now is a platform in the form of a podcast that gives your message the space and structure to work for you. That's what a podcast does. And that's what I want to help my, that's what I want to help my clients build. I want to help you build a podcast that basically sells for you. So I have completely restructured my entire podcast launch business. I am so excited about it. I have really studied what works for podcasters and how episodes can lead clients to buying from you and to hiring you. And I want to teach my clients my sales funnel framework. I want to teach you. I want you to be a client that starts a podcast that becomes your sales funnel and where every episode builds upon another in these little mini series that I will get into more in other episodes, but it basically leads them to your signature offer. That's how we get clients. Not just from random content, just thinking, I want to talk about this today, which is what I did and what I'm going to get into in that episode coming up. But it's just, I've been so guilty and it makes me almost sad for my past clients. I'm so sorry if you're listening to this, but it makes me sad that I didn't think to do this earlier and maybe it's because podcasting is changing as well, just like how things on Instagram are changing and things on YouTube are changing. And you have to gain trust from clients to want to work with you. And I think that's what the version of this sales funnel system that I want to start teaching is, that it leads them to that trust and way easier than it has been before. Like I said, I've been researching podcasting for over 3 years now, and I'm not going to stop. I'm obsessed with it. It's almost like when I took my 6 month midlife crisis. If you missed that story, I'll have to tell it again sometime, but I almost needed that break to bring me back to what I love. And that is podcasting. Podcasting started my business. It became my business and it reintroduced me to my business. And that break caused me to have to create an entire new show because I deleted my other one, but that's okay. Because you know what? I can now go through this launch process with this podcast the way I'm going to teach my clients. And I love that. It actually keeps me humble and it has me learning what is working now. And for years, I've listened to podcast hosts teach like how to grow your podcast and how to get more listeners and how to get more downloads. And I love that idea. I really do. But if you're listening to this show, I want you to know that I am not about getting you the most downloads and sponsorships and all of the things that are going to make you the big wigs like Joe Rogan and Mel Robbins and all of those types. What I want your podcast to do is to be your sales funnel, to help clients realize that they need to hire you, that you are who they are looking for. You are who they want to hire to help them because you have already told them in your episodes how you do it, the steps you're going to take. And no, you're not giving them everything because then they would go do it themselves. But you know what? And even if you do give it to them, that's okay because they're not going to do it the way you do it. They need you to hold their hand. Let's just face it. Anytime you've hired a coach, it's because you just want them to hold your hand, tell you what to do, and guide you along the way. And that's what you can do for your clients, and you can express that you can do that through a podcast. Okay. I think I've gone a lot into that, but basically, what I want to kind of like wrap it up here to be is that if you continue to build, the way I teach my clients is you build these little mini episodes. So I just take a month at a time. Once you have, gosh, even, I don't know, 5 to 10 episodes, you have enough to where they can binge and get to know you. I am not saying that someone is going to hire you after they've heard you in five episodes like I did my coach. But what I am saying is that it's possible. And then it is much quicker to do that than it is through Instagram, because we all know there's so many touch points that somebody has to have to build trust with you. I mean, it used to be, what was it, like 7? Now it's 700. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that much. I think, I don't know what it is now, 30, 50, 70? I feel like there's a 7 in there somewhere. But the whole point is that I've said this before, one 15-minute episode gives you so many more, let's just say, quote unquote, touch points than 15, 20, 30 Instagram posts would. And that's a lot to create. If you've ever sat down to create, I would create a month's worth of content at a time. It's a lot and it takes a lot of hours. And I would rather sit here in front of my mic and talk to you. So that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to help you realize what having a podcast can do. It creates this bingeable content that people are going to just love you and want to work with you. And if they don't, then they're not your people. And that's okay. So if you've ever been circling with this idea of launching a podcast, I would love for you to start with my private audio training. If you haven't already, it's called Are You Ready for a Podcast? It's basically 5 steps to get you ready to start. It's linked in the description below, and it will walk you through exactly what to focus on first before you even consider starting. It's actually what I walk my clients through when they work with me to build their podcast strategy. So once you've gone through that audio training, if you decide to work with me to launch your podcast, you've actually done half of your pre-work. The rest of it is basically getting on a kickoff call with me to map out your strategy, to support you in any way I can with how to fit this into your schedule and recording your episodes. So I will link that below. Download that. Take notes. It does come with a workbook if you need it. You don't need to have that. But basically, once you get that done, you are ready. And once you have those questions answered, you know what you need to do. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. In the next episode, I'm going to actually walk you through what it looks like to build a podcast with support, not by yourself, not guessing of what you should do, not wondering, how do I do this? What should I do next? No, I'm going to talk to you through my brand new VIP launch experience that has now become my favorite offer. And we're going to talk about how choosing a platform that feels sustainable with strategy. And I want it to be fun. I'm having fun talking to you right now. And I don't even know what you look like, but I hope you'll join me in the next episode. So I'll see you in that one.